Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2519. Don't Believe These Health and Fitness Myths by Mark Bilodeau of FitTrend.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. All right, with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to it as we optimize your life. Don't Believe These Health and Fitness Myths by Mark Bilodeau of FitTrend.com. There is no shortage of advice regarding your fitness and health. Unfortunately, not all of it is good. As a result, bad advice circulates, and some of it can be harmful. So let's explore some common health and fitness myths in no particular order and set things straight. Myth number one, spot reduction. You may have heard that you can lose fat or tone up an area of your body like your stomach, thighs, or glutes through targeted exercises like crunches or squats. Unfortunately, the body doesn't work like that. Your body decides where it pulls fat to burn for energy, which is never where you want it to be, and it's basically written in your genes where this fat's going to come from. Instead, a balanced diet with a variety of nutritious foods and consistent exercise will help you achieve your weight goals. Myth number two, do cardio to lose weight. Cardio can burn extra calories, which can lead to weight loss. However, permanent weight loss combines a healthy diet and consistent exercise. In many cases, making minor adjustments to your diet and adding some modest exercise such as walking, yoga, and strength training most days of the week can help you lose weight and improve your overall fitness. Myth number three, the more exercise, the better. At face value, this makes sense. If you exercise more, then you'll burn more calories and improve your fitness. It's true that the fitter you are, the harder, longer, and more frequent you may be able to exercise. In reality, though, pushing yourself to exercise more than your body can handle is a recipe for disaster. However, exercising too much can lead to burnout and injury. You may start to hate exercising, especially if you force yourself to do it just to record more exercise in your fitness journal. Instead, find exercises you enjoy so you look forward to exercising. Although, again, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. Therefore, you should include rest days so your body can recover between workouts. Myth number four, no pain, no gain. While it's true you have to push yourself to reap the rewards of exercise, if it hurts, then you're doing it wrong. Pain isn't necessary to make progress. If you lift weights, you can work your muscles to the point they can't lift anymore, but it shouldn't hurt. Likewise, you don't have to run your fastest for all your workouts to improve your cardiovascular fitness. Instead, your exercise routine should be challenging, but never painful. A balanced routine between cardio, flexibility, and strength training will provide enough challenge and diversity to improve your overall fitness. Myth number 5, weightlifting will make you bulky. While this may be your goal, many that identify as female avoid strength training because they fear gaining too much muscle mass. However, bulking up for anyone is difficult because building muscle requires specific training and diet plans. Most individuals that were identified as female at birth lack the testosterone levels to gain significant muscle mass. However, strength training can help everyone with toning, functional strength, and fat loss. Myth number 6, you won't build muscles as a vegan or vegetarian. This myth likely originated from the misconception that animal products are the only source of high-quality protein. Protein is vital for helping repair and build muscles. Animal products are often referred to as complete proteins since they contain all the essential amino acids. Although some plant-based foods lack one or more essential amino acids, eating a variety of them can give you everything you need to build muscle. Many plant-based foods such as beans, lentils, tofu, nuts, seeds, and certain grains are rich in protein. Eating these foods as part of a well-balanced diet can give you the proteins needed to build muscle. Myth number 7, skipping meals helps lose weight. Weight loss is all about burning more calories than you consume. Therefore, skipping meals means you're consuming fewer calories, right? Not necessarily. Skipping meals can increase feelings of hunger. When you do eat, you may overeat or make unhealthy food choices. As a result, you may consume more calories. It gets worse. When you skip meals, your body slows your metabolism to conserve energy. As a result, it may be more difficult to burn calories to lose weight or find the motivation to exercise. Instead, eat when you're hungry, eat balanced meals, and make smart choices. Myth number 8, low-intensity cardio is best for fat loss. It's a common belief that exercising within a fat-burning zone strictly burns fats over carbohydrates for energy. The fat-burning zone is associated with low-intensity workouts such as walking or yoga. Low-intensity exercises can be done for a prolonged period, especially for beginners, resulting in potentially more calories burned. Although a higher percentage of calories burned may come from fat for lower-intensity exercises, the total calories burned tend to be lower than in high-intensity workouts, such as cycling or running. Regardless, your overall calorie deficit comes from a balanced diet and any form of consistent exercise, no matter how intense. Myth number 9, you can detox your body. It's a popular notion within the health and fitness communities that detoxing your body of waste products can help improve your overall health. However, your liver, kidneys, lungs, and digestive system are already working together to neutralize or eliminate toxins. Therefore, you don't need a specific diet or cleansing product marketed to detox your body. It's important to be cautious with any detox diet. Many require extreme restrictions, fasting, or consuming specific foods or supplements. However, it's worth noting that there's limited scientific evidence supporting these approaches. In fact, some detox diets can be harmful and lack essential nutrients. Instead, ditch the notion of a quick fix detox and focus on improving your overall health by eating a balanced diet with a variety of foods and consistently exercising most days of the week. And myth number 10, all carbs are bad. This myth likely originates from low-carb diets and trends. In truth, carbs are essential. Carbohydrates, fats, and proteins are the three essential macronutrients. They are critical to providing energy for your body to function properly. Carbohydrates cover a wide range of nutrients that include simple sugars, complex carbohydrates, and dietary fiber. Not all carbs are equal, of course, and the quality of the source matters. Consuming whole, unprocessed carbs from fruits, vegetables, and whole grains is, of course, better than cookies, cakes, and chips. The takeaway: there is a lot of information regarding the best ways to improve your health and quality of life. Although there is good information, there is also bad advice that can lead to injury. You can't rush your way to fitness. However, you can reach your goals by eating a balanced diet and consistently engaging in exercises you enjoy. Everyone is different, so what works for one person may not work for you. Therefore, research and tailor your workout routine around your specific goals. As a result, you'll improve your chances of achieving and maintaining your goals as you age. You just listened to the post titled, "Don't Believe These Health and Fitness Myths" by Mark Bilodeau of fittrend.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to go back to the idea of consuming plant-based proteins. Today's author, Mark, said that many plant-based foods like beans, lentils, tofu, nuts, seeds, and some grains are rich in protein. And eating these foods as part of a well-balanced diet can give the body the proteins it needs to support muscle growth. And Mark is absolutely right. There was also this myth going around that in order to make sure we really support muscle growth, we have to eat combinations of plant-based proteins in the same meal. And if we didn't eat these plant-based proteins in the same meal or at the same time, then we wouldn't build muscle. Again, this is a myth. For example, you might have heard that you have to eat beans and rice at the same time, otherwise your body won't get the right amount of protein. Again, this is not true. As long as we're eating a variety of plant-based foods throughout the day and most days of the week, we're going to get all the protein we need to build muscle. The body magically knows how to combine these amino acids together to support optimal muscle growth. All right, that's another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.